Welcome to the most phenomenal podcast ever. Throwback Tuesday, episode 13. I'm your host, Phenomenal One of MoviespoilersPodcast.com.
This is Z from EOPodcast.com and TheFanCritic.com.
I'm glad we did this over because I fucked up on Moviespoilers.
Don't tell people our secrets.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, hey, that's why people like me or whatever, because I don't hold no secrets. I tell you to go fuck yourself if I don't like you or not, you know?
Sorry, we're having a little connection problems.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, that's how it happens when you're at the lovely Fan Critic Studios and Movies Full Studios. You know, the lovely, you know, right by the I-35.
I get top billing? Sweet.
Yeah, well, shit, you're the only one working in there. I told you to get some Mexican immigrants now.
Soon. Let the site get bigger first. And
you can pay them in oranges. I'm telling you this right now.
Is that all I like is oranges?
I don't even pay them in that, though. I eat the fucking oranges in front of them. And they'd be like, oh, mijo, and I'd be like, hey, shut the fuck up with all that shit. These some sweet-ass oranges, though. Thank you, Senorita, for picking them.
Yeah, I guess oranges are worth more than pesos here.
Yeah, well, you know, in California, they sell oranges at the corner, you know.
Mm.
That's where I get my exclusive oranges from.
So what movie are we talking
about
today?
Enough racial hour for... on Mexicans, let's move on to the Asians now.
So what movie are we talking about today?
The movie we're talking about today is I Saw the Devil, out of the two choices, which is Old Boy and Battle Royale, Japanese 2000 classic, and I Saw the Devil, the 2000, it was released 2011 in film festivals, but it didn't get its release out in Asia until 2012, early 2012.
When was it made?
2011. Is when it was released. I want to say it first released at the Canadian Film Festival.
It was released in South Korea on August 12, 2010.
Okay. Yeah, I said 2012.
2011 Film Festival, Sundance.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so 2011 is when it's got its, pretty much its full wide,
when it's got when it's got its legs.
Yeah, where it got its legs. Just only people that never got it was... America, unless you went to one of these film festivals, because, you know, America is some pussies, because they can't handle the word ass in the title, so, you know.
Let's not start into that, because that's going to freaking just piss me off.
Yeah, well, I'm pissed off, too, about it, so, you know.
Fuck the butler.
Yeah, fuck the butler. Yeah, fuck that nigga. That one-eyed, black, monkey-looking motherfucker. All the special effects we got in 2013, they couldn't get that nigga's eye right. No, this ain't the butler. This is I Saw the Devil, one of my favorite all-time favorite films.
Now, Battle Royale was actually banned. Was this one banned? Because this was really gruesome. Even though it both movies got rave reviews, but I'm just kind of curious, was this one banned? Like, a Battle Royale?
I never read any research on, like, far production or if this was got difference between it, because Korean, they'll release anything. I saw so many goddamn Korean films since I saw this, where I was just like, they don't give a fuck in Korea.
They don't.
I mean, I saw, there's this movie called, came out earlier this year called The Towers. Got a little mixed reviews on it, whatever, but the effects in it looked fucking brilliant. There was this building that fell on this little kid. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Just to let you know, you're kind of sounding robotic.
To fuck over little kids, women. What?
You're sounding robotic a little bit.
Robotic? Like I got auto-tuned?
Yeah.
Nah, sweet. I like that.
Start singing.
Yeah. I don't know what song that is, but yeah.
but before we start the review, we're not going to get the names right. We know that. We know that.
Hey. I think I'm fluent in Korean. I think I got this.
You got this?
No.
You got this. So bear with us. I'm just gonna say cop and killer.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like father killer.
I know. Storm Shadow.
Yeah, AKA they fucked him over in a Red 2. God damn, man, they fucked him over in this movie. It's one of my favorite Asian actors, actually.
Yeah, he's getting up there after seeing this. I want that leather. I want that leather jacket.
His name is Byung-Hun Lee.
Yeah, in America, it's Lee Byung-hun.
Yeah, exactly. They won't. Look at that. Even in America, trust the fuck over your name. God damn, still slavery going on.
Which I didn't know that. I did not know they did that.
Yeah, well, Americans are idiots, so not fine. Fucking government's gonna come knocking at my door. He's like, you didn't badmouth too many Americans already in the first 5 fucking minutes. But,
Well, let's throw some statistics out there.
some statistics. I like that. Statits. Statits. Yeah, statits. Those are
Statistics.
statits.
I Saw the Devil, directed by Kim Ji Woon.
Yes.
I got it right. Ha ha. Written by Park Hoon Yoon, starring Lee Byung Hun and Choi Min Sik. Is that right?
Yeah, Min-Sik Choi.
Min Sik Choi. Released in 2010, so about 2 years, almost 2 years ago, or a little over 2 years ago. Little over 2 hours, which is surprising.
It's about 2 hours and 21 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, 23 or something like that.
144, so yeah, it was pretty long. Budget 6 million, box office 12 million. That's got to probably just be over there. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know
was about to
what
say
that's
six.
that's this money. That's not Korean money. That's like billions of dollars over there probably.
It's probably. Well, I don't know. The American dollar is pretty weak over there right now.
That's that's 12 million here. So, who knows what they made over there. And plus it's, it's got rave reviews, won a bunch of awards and all that stuff. So,
Has some Korean legends in here in my eyes, whatever. Like, some of the Korean actors and actresses in this film have been in a lot of Korean films out there.
which I didn't know this was Korean. I didn't. I thought it was Japanese.
Could have sworn I told you Korean last week.
I don't remember, but I
Yeah,
thought it
you
was a
kept saying
Japanese movie.
Korean for Battle Royale as well. I was like, it's Japanese, actually.
It is. I'm stupid.
Yeah, it's okay. You're not cultured. You live in Ohio. It's all right.
Yep, you're in the Mexican California part.
Exactly. We got a little Mexico, we got a little Tokyo, a little Asia, little Japan. We got all that stuff, whatever. So little nigglets. I mean, we got
I'm gonna
all
move out there and start Little Ohio.
Little Ohio. Yeah, we already have that. It's called the Batio. But yeah, Byung-Hun Lee coming off the good, the bad, and the weird, and Min-Sik Choi, he's coming off Old Boy in this one, whatever, which both two films, which they compare all three of the films to be the three revenge films in Korea. So like the three of them are kind of like a trilogy in its own way, but like separate, because I don't know, but.
But like I was saying before we cut out, that after watching this and kind of thinking more about it, this is kind of like the Korean version of Taken. A little
Yeah.
bit, a little bit.
It's the worst version of Taken. It's the worst.
This this
Except
is
Liam Neeson was crazier.
God, that would have been fucking awesome.
Liam Neeson's family wouldn't have made it, basically.
Oh God, imagine that.
Yeah, because obviously he's gonna make it because we're America. Everybody has to have a happy ending or whatever. But hey. You know what? This is probably why it's up there in one of my favorite films as well. My top three, at least, if not my favorite of all time, is because it's not really a happy ending.
No, like we're like I was gonna say when we got to the point, but I felt so sorry for Lee Byung-hun. I felt so sorry for the cop. Oh my God, he was like breaking down on the street, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like he technically won if and you and if you depending on how you look at it, but I
Lost at
felt
the
my
same time
heart
too.
like. I seriously wanted to cry with him.
I told you that. I was like, it's one of the. I remember a couple of people that seen Old Boy or whatever. They never saw this one. I told them to go see this one, and they had. I told them, I was like, it has one of the best endings in a movie ever. Like, it'll leave you so emotional, like you don't know what to feel. And when they went to go saw that, they were just like, you were so fucking right. Like, I want like. Same thing you said. I just wanted to get on my knees and cry with him. And I was like, I said the same goddamn thing. I was like, this is the first, probably not the first film, but the first I can remember that's left an impact on me where I felt the same as the character, and I wanted to cry with him as long, you know.
Yeah, it's really a shame that we don't get more of that out of the American movies.
Yeah, it's very rare. It's It's very rare. It's a rare gem. Something that it left, like I said, it left a heavy impact on me. When I saw the ending, I was just like, that has got to be the most fucked up. Because that ending, dude, where he brings the people, the family, I was just like, that's how you get revenge.
That's kind of I know what he was doing. Why would he like really punish the family and the son for that? Does that come for revenge for the family or?
Well, revenge, because he knows that the killer, which is played by Ming-Sik Cho, like he said at the end, he was like, I don't fear anything. You can't do anything to torture me or whatever. You're just full of shit right now, whatever. And when he knew that, hey, I'll involve your family in it, it'll break you as well, just as he broke me or whatever. So when he brings that family in, you saw the reaction on his face. He's like, wait a minute, what? Why would you do this, whatever? And it broke him too, whatever. So at the end of the day, it's kind of like, oh, I won, but kind of killed my family already, so I kind of lost as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing that now the cops are obviously searching for this guy. Wouldn't he be like on TV, like where we need to find this guy, stuff like that? Wouldn't the family know?
Which one?
His, the killer's family.
They never had a photo ID of him, from what I'm mistaken. Now, remember when they first, after, when they first pulled the photos of him, they had like older ones of him. So they have, the family hasn't seen him in years, at least the mother and father. Because I remember when they showed him the photo, that was like taken like 10, 15 years ago. So yeah, so the family, they didn't really recognize him. But I was gonna say, how about a plot synopsis, Z?
Pretty much the killed the cop, the lead cop, his fiance, girlfriend.
Yeah, his fiance, who we find out halfway through the film, she was pregnant.
Yeah, she gets abducted by a school bus driver. I don't.
She's in a car accident, or her tire went flat,
Flat
and
tire.
this guy just shows up out of nowhere or whatever. Like, I love the movie, first of all, because it opens up with this, and I'm
Yeah.
already going, oh my fucking God, this dude just beat her in the fucking head with a pipe.
Yeah, Nick, he was really, really creepy,
Yeah,
too.
because he kept knocking on the window as she's talking to her husband on the phone, and he's just like, hey, you look like you need some help. And she look at him like, no shit, dude, I don't want your help. This dude, he just had this look in his eye. So like,
Yeah.
he just had this look in his eye like he wanted to, like he was really gonna rape her or something like that.
And she died on her birthday, too.
Yeah, exactly. So he snatches her up, and he chops her. Like, she even pleads with him. She's like, please don't kill me because I'm with child. And he just looks at her and go like, your skin is soft, this will be easier now. And he
Yeah,
just
he
fucking
showed
chops her
no
head. I was like, god
reaction to
damn.
that. Like, whatever.
Yeah, because like most killers, at least in America, I know American killers were like tease and taunt her and shit like that or whatever and shit, but he just looked at her and was like, what the fuck that supposed to mean to me?
Were you? See, I was kind of surprised. I thought they were gonna like maybe not reveal who the killer was. So were you kind of like show the killer's face right away or?
What threw me off is when I first saw the film, is that he meets the killer like 5 minutes later after this scene, and I was just like, oh, so I didn't think he was gonna catch up with the guy to the end of the film. So, 'cause I didn't know what it was about, honestly. I was just browsing Netflix and shit like that, and I was just looking, I just watched it 'cause I heard about the reviews and stuff, and I was watching it, I was just like, this must be a really short film then or whatever. And I was thinking, 'cause I was like, he meets the villain already or whatever. But then when I found out what he was doing, I was just like, oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
And
But the
I don't know,
plot.
I kind of like that we get to know the villain, what kind of a sick bastard he
Yeah.
is, to be honest.
But she his fiance gets killed and he seeks revenge. The
Her
tort
body is found in the river too.
Yeah, it's pretty much chopped up in pieces
Yeah,
around the riverbed.
because she's the daughter of the police chief.
Retired police chief or current police chief?
He's a current police chief.
Okay. Okay. I was kind of wondering about that because I always saw him at home and stuff, so.
Yeah, there was only one scene where he was at home. That was in the end.
Okay. And he pretty much, the cop pretty much seeks revenge on the killer and
He makes a
torments
promise. He's
him.
saying, he said he makes a promise. He said, I'm gonna make sure I dish out every bit of torture I can to get my revenge on this dude, whatever. And
And what?
that's pretty much where we get this story from.
What kind of cemeteries does Korea have? Did you see that?
I'd told you, man, Korea is some sick motherfuckers.
That was just like it was kind of like a wall. But they're not gonna have a burial because she got chopped the fuck up. So.
Only head, only piece they had left of her was her head, because when I rewatched it, they said that the killer, his buddy, was like, what he does is when he chops up, well, he rapes them first, and then he chops their pieces off, and he sells it off to people like him or whatever, the dudes that like eats them and shit like that. And I was like, oh fuck, dude.
In
was like, okay.
America, think about this. If they're searching for body parts, do you think if they said they found something and be like, "We found the head." That's just gonna cause panic. What the fuck was that? Oh, when the guy was running and he gets pushed.
Father, he's when they said we found the head, and because they like the police chief is the biggest thing in in Korea apparently, whatever, because they had like every cop on this investigation crime scene, whatever. And the father, when they find out we found the head, he starts running through the crowd and they're trying to hold him back. He's like, get out of my way. And the guys that are the forensic scenes that holding the head, they drop it out of the canister and it just rolls to the father's head, and he's just like,
Yeah,
what?
and the lead guy sees it too.
Yeah, he sees it from a distance. He just stares at it too. And like, well, one thing of my favorite part, because this is all in Korean, it's subtitled in America, but it's all in Korean. My favorite part of it though is that the reaction shots are priceless. Like
Yeah, I thought
the
he was gonna have a maybe just because he's a, such a strong character. I kind of like that's kind of a weak reaction to have when you saw your fiance's head roll around the ground.
Are you sure about that? His reaction looks sick-minded, if you ask me,
He
whatever.
looked
That
like he
makes.
wanted to puke,
Yeah,
and
he
but
looked like he was in disbelief too, because I want to say he almost feels like it was his fault that this happened, for the simple fact that he chose to pick the work late again that night or whatever, and knowing that he should have been with her for her birthday and everything. So
what was he? What was his job?
he was a private PI investigator.
Okay.
Yeah, so crime special unit, crime specialist unit too.
Which I
So.
thought was kind of funny. Did you see the crime scene investigators, the CSIs? They had CSI in their back, but nothing in Korean underneath it. I saw that. I'm like, that's fucked up. But it said police. It said police, and it had Korea under Korean underneath it. I said.
I really feel like he believed that it was his fault, and that's why he took it to this extreme, at least to her. It opens up with him apologizing to his wife, like, sorry, I chose to work late this again and missed your birthday again and whatever. And next you know, as soon as he gets off the phone with her, she's fucking chopped up into
Yeah,
pieces.
I felt, I mean, I felt she was actually really pretty too.
Yeah. He was like, I'm never gonna get no pretty ass like this unless her sister over here.
Who was hot too. What,
Yeah.
but the thing with the attack, with the original attack, why didn't she just stay on the phone? Why couldn't she call her sister or dad or someone?
Why would she? He's waiting on a tow truck. I mean, who gives a shit? I wouldn't do that. I've had this before. I've never done that. No, I don't call anybody, whatever. I just call my AAA dude, whatever, and just wait there. And you're like, okay, here we go.
But now you're not going to trust anybody that drives a yellow van.
That it was white, but you know.
Was it white? I thought it was yellow.
Nah, it was white in this one. It was yellow when he later.
Oh, okay.
Because he kept switching fucking cars and shit.
And the funny thing is, where the fuck happened to the snow the next day?
There was still snow at that funeral.
At the funeral, but remember when they were searching? I didn't see any snow.
It started raining, if I recall.
Okay.
It was raining when he was on the motorcycle and he was chasing that one, because the obviously his father-in-law was a chief inspector or a chief or whatever, and he gave him a list of who it may be, gave him like three names, whatever. And he was ch and this when he catches one dude jerking off in a room.
He bust his balls with a fucking wrench, and you see it move too. I'm like, oh my God.
Koreans are some heartless bastards.
And the funny thing is that was it, who was the one cop that asked him who broke your balls? Who was that at like a, just a lead detective or something? Okay.
He was like under the chief, which was his father-in-law.
I
He was like
don't
under
think so.
him.
I don't think that was his boss because remember at the end when he shows up to the house that he goes, so you're so and so. So I don't think that was his boss.
Oh, he went, you're so-and-so. I don't remember him saying that.
Yeah, he says you're I
You
don't.
sure about that? You talking about the older Asian guy?
The older Asian guy had those five guys with him.
Yeah, I don't remember him saying that.
Yeah, because he says, so you're or I can't say, I'm not gonna say his name.
I don't remember him saying that. I remember him looking at him like, "I'll fucking kill you, since what you did, or whatever." I don't remember him
Yeah,
saying that.
because he calls him and says the killer's going to his dad's house or his father-in-law's house,
Yeah.
and he says, if anything happens to him, I'm gonna kill you.
I don't remember him saying, "So you're so such and such, whatever." I just saw the damn thing.
I mean, maybe. I don't, I mean.
I rewatched that scene there. I don't remember him saying that. I hadn't seen this goddamn movie. Him saying that. Yeah, I don't recall him saying that.
Okay. But wouldn't the police question those four suspects?
What four suspects?
The four suspects.
Oh, the four of the. You mean the two that got one got his balls busted, and the other one that got thrown off his motorcycle and shit?
Which I laughed because he checked his. He did all that stuff. He started beating, and then he checks his phone to make sure it's the right guy. I'm like, what the fuck? What if it wasn't the right guy?
So then we get to a scene where this dude picks up these kids in a fucking school bus, and he takes one of the girls, and he almost raped her.
I think he did a little bit.
Well, he kind of—I knew he tried to. You know, I want to say he did too in a little bit, because that's when Byung-Hun Lee shows up at his compound or whatever. And I don't know if he touched her or not, but
Well, there was a
how old was that girl, dude?
she looked like she was 12.
Man, she looked like she was in middle school,
Well,
right? So,
Asians do look young.
if she's on a school bus, man, she had to be.
But thing, there was a second attack. There was a second attack. I think I remember
Yeah,
before
when they were in
this.
the car and he picked her up and he was beating that chick in the head.
Yeah. And then he had a guitar and stuff like after the
Yeah.
attack, and I'm like, this guy looks like Johnny Cash a little bit.
The Asian Johnny
Yeah.
Cash.
That's why I'm like, Johnny Cash, wow.
Violent Johnny Cash.
Which kind of like when the schoolgirl, which it was never said until later that he raped all the girls. But he was talking about he lost his job. How did he know he lost his job?
Called him and shit, and then they pretty much because he fucking took this girl. Like, I don't know how far they were driving, but it was damn near hitting nighttime and shit. Where
Yeah.
so he's like, okay, where the so his job kept calling him and shit like that. And he's like, fuck it, they found me, whatever. Because then I remember the police had arrived at the school that they were at, and then they started calling him as well.
So he just assumed.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's just like, fuck it, I got found out now. They know who I am.
Yeah, and then you said the cop showed up and just starts beating the
Yeah,
fuck
because they
out of
never had
him.
an ID pinpoint of the motherfucker or whatever. They just knew about this killer. They never knew what the actual face was, whatever. They had a record of this guy, but they didn't know it was him.
Yeah, they said it was similar crimes.
So Byung-Hun Lee shows up to his compound, and I'm thinking like, oh shit, we're gonna get this badass fight scene, which we kind of did. And Byung-Hun Lee, he doesn't kill him. So, and when I first saw that, I was just like, oh, why didn't, I don't know, I don't get why he didn't. So he sticks a tracking device in his ass.
Yeah, which I'm not gonna lie, when he sh I seriously wanted to puke when he was playing with his shit to find the tracking device. I had and like wh when I saw it, I'm like, what the f who shits like that?
Korean people.
And he didn't have to shit at all throughout this whole time.
Laxative too to shit that out too. Remember, so that's why it probably
When he
came
beat
out.
up the pharmacist guy.
Oh my God, what was that even necessary to?
No, it
Jesus,
wasn't.
that pharmacist dude, he was in, like, I think he stabbed him in the throat or some shit like that too, or whatever. And that
Yeah.
dude was profusely bleeding. So yeah, he puts a tracking device in him, and then he fucking just leaves him money or whatever. And we get this cool ass shot scene where Ming Sik Chow. He gets on a taxi ride and he's talking to the taxi driver, and he's looking at the taxi driver like, man, this dude's sick in the head too. And then they pick up this other dude's in the back seat of the car too, or he's in the front. I can't remember,
Backseat,
whatever.
backseat.
Yeah, and we get this cool ass shot scene of him stabbing both of these two just gratuitously.
Well, the guy in the back had also had a knife too.
Yeah, and it almost looked like Ming Sik Chow knew what was going on, because obviously he's done this before.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. That shot scene was awesome because it kept rotating.
Yeah, the camera was perfect on this, and as gruesome it was shot beautifully.
It was probably one of the best shots throughout the whole movie. But
He just kept gratuitously just stabbing both of them like back and forth, whatever. I'm just like, how many times do you need to stab somebody before they die?
yeah, and I felt sorry for the cab driver because he's just doing his job.
He's feel sorry for everybody in this movie because they're just doing it.
They're just, yeah, like the, like, when he steals the
Bonuses.
last taxi, the guy's taking a shit after he finds a tracking device. That guy gets killed for no fucking reason. He had a
The
shit too.
pharmacist.
He was
The
holding his
pharmacist,
ass and
dude.
everything.
The
But who,
pharmacist, dude.
yeah, the pharmacist guy. Who else did he randomly kill?
Oh man, he randomly killed the we'll get into that later. But so you
What,
thinking like so you
who?
thinking like after this happens or whatever, you like Byung-Hun Lee, why you just didn't kill the dude? Now he's off killing more people, or whatever. And then we see Byung-Hun Lee just following him, and I'm just like, he's gonna fucking torture him this whole way, his whole little traveling companion here, huh?
Who was the fourth? Who was the guy in the trunk? Remember,
Oh, gosh.
he pulled. He had four bodies out. He took the bodies out of the taxi, threw them down there. There's three bodies. He opened the trunk, and there's another body in there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I want to say that because on the Blu-ray edition, Netflix actually cut some shit out.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah, especially at the ending too, whatever. Well, the ending really they didn't take much out of it. They just took out like one scene shot or whatever. On the Blu-ray one or whatever, he kills another person. Yeah, so when he's on the road, he actually goes on again. And that's when I was going like, I was like, Beyond Lee, why you just didn't murder this dude? He's well.
He's the reason all these people died.
Yeah. I mean, revenge is a bitch, but fuck, dude. Like, so we get to this next scene where he goes to one of his buddies. Like, there's a like one of his buddies was a fucking cannibal at least or whatever. And this dude, in a way, he was almost sicker than the villain we was kind of following in this film.
Yeah, but before he's, what happened to the girl? The
Which
school
one?
girl?
The schoolgirl. Ah, oh, she just got away.
Okay, because they didn't show it. They just showed her run away and nothing happened.
Yeah, she just runs away. What the fuck? You want to follow her and shit? Come on, man. I'm trying to speed this up, shit. You tell her.
No, I'm just saying. But before that, remember the nurse? And he was at the doctor and he's being, I think he was getting his wounds treated and he's at a thing and he's like hitting on the nurse.
Tried to rape the nurse, dude, at the
Pretty much
hospital.
gave her a forced blowjob. And the nurse had just stood there and just accepted it. She didn't like scream. She would have screamed. Who the fuck would not scream in that situation?
Grabbed her by the throat and said, "I'll kill you, bitch, if you scream." Whatever. I'd have bit his dick off.
But after that, we find out that the cop could hear every single thing, everything was going on.
Did you not find that creepy?
Yeah, I actually did. I'm
I was
like,
like, why did he take his time getting in this motherfucker? Because, like, yeah, he's pretty much forcing it, and, like, she probably gets, like, two sucks before he walks in with a fucking fire extinguisher and fucking smashes his head in and then takes a scalpel and scrapes it across his ankle.
yeah, I turned away. I swear to God, I couldn't. That was, I mean, eyes and heels. I cannot watch. I'm just.
When you hear Min-Seok Child screaming the way he's, because the way he hollers in this film, it's like almost fucking unbearable. Like that, you can tell like that's some fucking unbearable pain right there. And the first time I saw this dude, I'm with you. I turned away. I couldn't watch it because when that blood started coming out of the ankle part, because he hits the bone part of the ankle too, whatever. He starts scraping the blade up, and then the nurse tries to leave, and he tells her, "No, stitch him back up," and everything. I was like, "What?"
Dude, this is where it got really twisted.
Yeah, because I was like, with the our supposedly hero, if you want to call him that, he was enjoying this shit.
I don't think he was enjoying it, but.
No, he was enjoying fucking hurting this dude and fucking the hunt of this. He was enjoying this shit. It goes back to what he said earlier. Hey, I'm gonna cause as much pain as this dude I can. Whatever. He was loving this shit. He was enjoying
Yeah.
it. You don't fucking chase someone like this, whatever, without killing them if you ain't enjoying it.
Yeah. But like you said, he goes, the killer goes to a friend, one of his buyers for body parts, who's a cannibal.
Even the Min-Seok Child, he just kept looking at him like, you know, I mean, he even told him, he's like, "You're sick."
Yeah, he said he got crazy for eating so much human meat.
Yeah, he even looks at him like, "You're just gonna." This dude has a fucking, he's like a brewery of human meat.
Yeah, and he's about to kill someone, and then she gets saved, and she makes it, obviously, I think she gets free, by the cop.
And we get another scene where Byung-Hun Lee beats the shit out of, well, both of them this time, whatever, but he beats the shit out of Kyung Ch Chol as well, whatever. And another gruesome fucking scene. I don't know. I kind of, there's a couple of times I turned around or whatever. I was just like, this is making my stomach turn a little
I
bit.
actually loved when he threw the fish hooks. on the floor. That was a really cool idea.
That was a cool idea, and that was one of the things I almost turned away.
Really?
There's even the scene where he was fighting the cannibal dude or whatever, and he kept stabbing him with the hooks or whatever in his hands, and he, I was like, oh, dude, oh. This movie made my stomach weak, dude.
But I'm not, I don't really see the point of the story with a cannibal friend. I don't really see if that was necessary or not.
Towards the end, it became necessary.
'Cause he knew what he pretty much gave him what he was gonna do.
Yeah, because I don't think Byung-Hun Lee, what she even says at the ending, whatever, I underestimated you. I don't think he knew who this guy really was, how sick and twisted. I don't think he knew what he got himself involved in with. I think that he had an idea that he was just a fucking regular murderer. He's just a murderer. He's nothing more to that than me than a murderer. But I don't think he knew exactly how sick this fucker was. Cause these are some sick motherfuckers. I don't think I've ever, both him and the cannibal friend, I think both of them are some sick motherfuckers. I've
And
never seen these.
the girlfriend of the cannibal kill and the cannibal who she just got
She's
knocked out, didn't she?
he fucking knocks her, cause she starts shooting at him, so she just punches that bitch or whatever. But yeah, and Byung-Hun Lee, he does some great martial arts shots in this film as well, especially in this scene alone too,
Oh,
in
when
that
he's
hallway.
climbing the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
They're Asian Spider-Man.
Yeah. But that was pretty cool shots.
What did you think once he found out about the, because we go to the hospital scene or whatever and speed things up, get to the hospital scene, and that's when he's talking to a colleague of his, Byung-Hun Lee, and the killer is on the other side, and they think he's out cold or whatever, but he's actually listening to their whole conversation. He finds out about the tracking device. What did you think when once he found out about the tracking device?
I kind of figured that he was gonna take a really massive shit. I kind of knew that was gonna happen, but I didn't know he was gonna talk to him and torment him before all that stuff.
Farmers Society eats all that. Like he bought a lot of laxatives. I don't know. Well, stole a lot of
Yeah,
laxatives.
I
He
was
stole a
gonna
lot of
say, he didn't
liquid.
buy shit.
He stole a lot of laxatives. I was like, I think it only takes one, brother.
He really had to go.
I've had my ankle fucked up because this dude just limping around and shit. He's got like fucking casts and marks and shit, whatever.
And he's just wearing underwear and a robe.
When he got out that car and he was showing just he was in underwear covered in blood and it looked like it was her shoes too.
Yeah.
I said, oh, and the father's coat as well. I just like, I want him to die so badly. I want.
But I thought when the cop grabbed the killer, before he's turned himself in, I thought that was so fucking sweet. But I was like, why, he's got that huge butcher knife. Why doesn't he just stab him during that struggle?
Same thing because I was like, well, before that though, dude, oh my god, that's when we get these scenes of we get the scene where he Byung-Hun Lee goes to the hospital and he talks to the cannibal friend and he's just like, where the and the cannibal friend's just
Oh.
laughing, he's just laughing, he's like, you fucked up now, you don't know who you was fucking with, you made the biggest mistake of your life. He's like, what he did to your woman, he said at least he gave her pleasure before he did what I would do to her. And I was just like, why do they keep fucking with people in this film?
They're sick, man.
This dude is in a hospital bed, can't move, and yet he's still laughing. He's like, I bet he gave her so much pleasure before he fucking chopped that bitch in little pieces. And I was just like, why are you torturing this dude? Like, and then Byung-Hun Lee, he's like, you find that shit funny? And then he puts his hands in his mouth and stretches his jawline out. I was like, oh.
He said, "I'm gonna give you a permanent smile," and I'm like, "That's I don't think that's possible." But I'm like, "It's cool, but it's not possible."
Badass line too, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I thought, Joker.
Even the Joker would be like, okay, motherfucker, I got it, man. I got the
I
purpose. I think the Joker would like this guy.
think he would.
I think the Joker would bring a Batman costume to Korea and be like, put this on before you kill me.
But
Because
that was.
when he took his hands, dude, and stuck in his mouth, sound effects in the background. I had to turn away, dude. I was like, I hope they don't show his fucking jaw coming off, seriously. But he stretched his jaw. He didn't break it off, but he just stretched it out to the point where, like, the cheek structure of it just looked like it was stretched out. I was like, oh.
Yeah, 'cause you see the cracks like an earthquake on the ground, the cracks down his cheek. Just keep expanding and expanding.
I'm getting sick just talking about it. It's like every image that we talk about, I could see it in my head being done too. Like it's like, oh.
But how would the friend know what his plan was to kill the girl's family and then turn himself in?
No, because I would assume since they must be friends for a long fucking time, whatever. If he's been selling them this meat or whatever, I would assume both of these guys have been doing this for a while now.
Okay, 'cause I was like, I don't understand how he would know that. But it's fine.
But no, come on. A killer would know what another killer would. Come on. No,
Yeah,
I
it's
don't
true.
understand why you wouldn't know that now, don't you? That's like saying the Joker didn't know what Harvey Dent would do after what happened.
Yeah, it's true. But then we get to he goes to the chief's house and
Yeah, and
just
it's funny because Byung-Hun Lee is trying to call the chief at the same time as the doorbell rings.
Yeah, and he chose the doorbell over the phone. Big
What would you
mistake.
have picked, to be honest?
Huh?
What would you have picked, to be honest? The door or the phone?
The phone, because it could be something important.
I kind of thought about that too. I was like, I kind of would get the phone. I think the door. He ain't going nowhere.
It's
That's
a
more done.
delivery. And he said
Yeah.
delivery. I'm like, they can wait.
They'll just throw that shit down. Well, then again, I don't know how it works in Korea, but in America, they just throw that shit down. They don't even call ring the doorbell for you.
Korea,
They
they
just throw
probably
it down.
steal it.
Korea is probably a head in there. I'm sorry, Korea. You some sick motherfuckers, all right? I don't give a
But
like, you know what? I want to go over there and make some films, whatever. I bet they'd be like, they'd probably look at you at that studio time and be like, get out of here. That is the most tamest shit ever. Can you imagine, like, Disney going over there trying to make a film?
oh God.
He'd look at
Woo-hoo!
Walt Disney and be looking at him like, oh, this princess, does she get raped at the end? Does he get her head chopped off? No, dude, it's a, no, not at all, whatever. He's like, so, is there drugs or anything like that involved? That's nothing like that. She just marries the prince and live happily ever? Right.
We're gonna have her get raped by the prince.
Okay, how about this? We're gonna make some tweaks to it, just small little tweaks or whatever. And the dude that made the movie, he goes, sees it. He's like, it's gonna be a great family fun film. He sees it and shit, and it's nothing like the
Mickey's like, ho ho, I gotta turn away, ho ho.
He's like, what the fuck? This ain't making money. But yeah, so he, and first of all, when he opens up the door for the kill, they don't show it. So what they show is the killer coming out of this room with a bloody blade in his hand or whatever. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. And he's walking around the house, and then he takes a leap over, and then he just looks up the picture, and he gets on his knees, and he just looks at him. He's just like, and then he tells the father, he's like, what do I gotta do to make that sick bastard feel pain or whatever? And then he's like, where did I put it? I want to say that was
Dumbbell.
a dumbbell that he was beating his face in with, like one
And
of
the
those like
fucked up
exercise.
thing, you see it hit his eye. You see the after. I mean, it must have been great fucking editing, but
I had to turn away.
you see the dumbbell hit his eye, and you see the dumbbell raise up, and you see his eye keep collapsing every single time. I'm like, that's fucking sweet editing.
His cheekbone structure was collapsing too, or whatever. I don't know if he's like, cause like I was trying to stay away from the eye. I was not trying to look at it at all, whatever. So I kept looking a little lower, whatever. But they show you like back and forth of his arm raising and then to his face, arm raising to his face, whatever. And he hits him a good 4 times with this dumbbell, man. You hear this? You see the man's arm grabbing at him, whatever. Like, and it's just fading away slowly. I'm just like, oh my fucking God!
And
And then
then
the only reason why he stopped was because the doorbell rang again. I was like, oh. She kind of saved him, but
she didn't save herself, and I'm like, then the daughter came. I'm like, oh God, no, turn
the
around, turn
second
around,
dude
turn
definitely
around.
is. I was with you. I said the same thing. Go away, girl. Just go
Be
away.
like, just go. I'm like, you're too hot to die. Go.
Yeah, and they don't show her death neither, but when they show Byung-Hun Lee after he gets off the phone with the guy, they show like a flat, like her body laid like in a fucking blanket, tied up with no clothes on and shit. She's all bloodied up and everything, and she's like in a fucking tunnel somewhere that he just dropped her damn body off with her, and people are surrounding the body. I was just like, oh fuck, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't show that, but the chief obviously survived, and realistically, if you got hit by a dumbbell 4 or 5 times, you'd probably be dead.
I don't know if he survived. I bet at the hospital he probably died.
Well, it's never said.
Yeah, it
So
was
we're gonna
never said,
imply
and
he died.
They just showed the police chief like in bandages and shit or whatever, getting told out the house by the hospital or whatever. He was barely talking or whatever. I'd be surprised if he made it. I don't think he made it through that. I highly doubt he made it through it. I'm going with. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh man, I think about that scene. It was gruesome.
Then we get to the very, very sweet ass ending scene,
Yeah,
which.
because like his friend, his cannibal friend, told him, he's just like, what he's gonna do is he's gonna torture you. You think your girlfriend was the first or whatever? He's gonna murder your family, then turn himself in so you can't get to him. So he's gonna turn himself in, and I find it to be fucking arrogant as fuck that this dude just got done murdering these two people, get out of the car with their clothes on, all bloodied up and shit, got the knife still in his hand, and saying, I turned myself in. I was like, ain't this a
Yeah, and
bitch? Kind of shit is that?
the cop just, breaks off his driver's side door and then picks him up. And it was kind of a weird scene because everybody's running around. They're like, "Get stop the car, stop the car." And it was a really weird scene. Like, not really, it wasn't really greatly done. But he just
It's funny
picks.
how all these cops came out of nowhere. It was like, because obviously they didn't think about traffic, run-ins and fuck taxis and shit like that, whatever. And then they were like, hey. And then next note, they were like, stop, this car's coming, whatever. And then this car like swerved sideways at the broken door and yanked his ass into the car where everyone was dragging him on the street.
That's when I was like, why wouldn't he
So I
just
was thinking, like,
stab
okay,
him?
what happened?
Why wouldn't he just stab him? He had that butcher knife, but
Probably didn't want that car to fucking
maybe.
Probably like, don't drop my ass in the middle of this fucking street. So I'm
That was
thinking
a cool
like,
scene, though. That was a cool scene.
I'm thinking like, okay, what can you do to this dude that he had done to you already? I mean, he pretty much fucked you over, dude. Like, you thought you like even in this scene, because he has him tied up, and you don't know what he has him tied up to because you don't see it. But they're just having a dialogue scene where they're just sitting in front of each other, and he's just like. At first, the dude is like pleading for his life. He's just stringing him along, and then he just like stops and he just looks at him and it's just like, "Cut the fucking bullshit, dude." And I was just like, "Jesus Christ, this dude is okay." Korea, you gotta learn when you lost, even though he didn't lose because he's pretty much looking at Byung-un and Lee like, "You've lost everything, dude. I took your whole fucking family, and you think that just because you've killed me, now you've won or whatever? You've got nothing now. You've nobody, whatever." So he's like, "Look at you. You're fucking bullshit. Cut the bullshit, dude. Just kill me and let's get this over with, whatever. Because in the end of the day, you think you won? No, I won."
That
And
I mean he was I mean the cop was slowly crying during that whole thing, like
yeah, he shed tears like three times, whatever. And that's when the killer just kept looking at him and was just like smiling, like, "I know I got you. You can't top what I did," is basically what he's saying. He's like, "You can't top that or whatever, and you're not gonna go to that extreme to do it. So just kill me and get it over with." Because he sticks a screwdriver through his fucking mouth, first of all.
yeah, right through his cheek. And he's telling him about you don't know what pain is, and
Yeah,
but
Byung-hun Lee is just sitting there, just looking at him as he talks or whatever. And I was like, this dude is still talking shit.
I know, and that's how I kind of thought it was weird that he c quickly changed. He kept changing his like kill me, kill me, kill me, and he's like, you can't kill me. So I thought that was kind of weird.
Oh, no, that wasn't weird or whatever. That
That's just
wasn't
me.
weird. First, he was pleading with him to fuck along with him, and then he switched to psychosis. He's like, "Look here, dude. I already got to you. You can't kill me. You can't murder me. You're not gonna do it or whatever. And there's nothing you can do that is diabolical." He's thinking. I think you overthinking it a little too much. Talk about you
Maybe.
think that was weird that he was switching from him? No. You think it was weird after what all the shit this dude done through this film?
No, I know it was weird. The killer
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
that he's like, well, he kept pleading for his life at first, and all of a sudden he like changed and said, you can't kill me.
Because he's fucking with him.
Yeah,
It's
I
a
mean,
psychosis game. Duh.
doll.
You'd make a horrible killer. Yeah, you'd fail.
Maybe I kind of want to kill someone after this.
So that's when Byung-un Lee looks at him and just like, he's like, "I hope when you die, you suffer even in hell, whatever." And then he walks out and he leaves a tracking device there, which is actually, it was also a recorder as well.
Wonder if that was
And
the same tracking device.
Oh,
'Cause he put it in that one taxi driver's mouth after he shit it
yeah,
out.
still, oh. Dude, I need to eat still, okay? God damn it. Trying not to fucking throw up as it is now, whatever. Oh, fuck.
It was probably, it probably wasn't. It was probably a new one.
That was the brownest doo-doo I've seen in a toilet ever.
He shit green, though. It was like baby shit.
It was brown and green. The brightest brown and green I've ever seen.
And I laughed when he put like a little bottle of water on the thing. I'm like, what's that gonna do?
Oh my god. Oh, fuck, okay.
We're done.
So then he puts this little, he puts like a rope in his mouth, right? And he bites down and he just leaves. And then you see like him walking out. You see this taxi pulling up, and then you see like the which we saw in the earlier, his family, his son, which is I would say probably about like eight, maybe
mm-hmm.
8 years old.
That's about right.
Maybe. And his parents, whatever, they're walking, because I'm thinking that oh, Byung-hun Lee called them to meet him here and shit. I'm like, that's pretty fucked up.
he single handedly destroyed that family. That son's gonna be fucked up, and it's probably gonna be a sequel. The son's gonna come back.
Because the whole time as Byung-hun Lee walks away, all you hear is the killer talking shit like, "You can't fucking kill me. I'm unbeatable." He's like, "You're fucking full of shit, whatever." And then you hear the family in the background saying, because his name in the movie is Kyung Cholo, whatever. He's like, they're like, "Kyung, you in there, son?" And then you hear like the first one you hear is father, pop or poppy or whatever he called him, whatever and shit. And he's like, "Huh?" That dude's reaction turned from fucking being a smart ass to being
desperate.
Yeah, like, well, what the fuck are they? And then when he heard his parents on, he's like, why'd you bring the old people? Why are they involved in this or whatever? And they keep shooting back to Byung-hun Lee just walking away slowly with the headphones in his head, listening or whatever. And they're trying to open the door, because if they open the door, this fucking big-ass metal hit.
It was a guillotine. Guillotine.
Yeah, guillotine is going to come down and chop his head off, and the only thing that's holding it together is in his mouth or whatever. Pulling on the door harder, and he's like, this dude starts crying. Like, he starts crying. He's like, no, get away here. Don't open the door or whatever. And they finally get the door open, and his head rolls all the way to him and to the fucking son's foot or whatever, and they start screaming and shit.
That was, I mean, that son's fucked up.
Well, did you see the next scene after? Because after that scene, all you hear is screaming in Byung's headphones or whatever, and then he just takes them out and just starts walking away. So I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. He just listened to that.
I said, yeah, he just, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, he just listened to it. I was just like, I kind of wish the killer would have stayed alive, so, or he would have had a microphone in his head, because Byung-hun Lee could have told him who won now, bitch.
I know. And that's the, I mean, they kept saying they can hear him talking, but they're like, what's he saying? Because he got that rope in his mouth.
Yeah, so it's like muddled, it's like muffled or whatever. So they don't understand what he's saying, but they hear his voice in there, so they don't know what's going on at all. And the further scenes, because you still hear them screaming in the background, the further Byung-hun Lee walks away, he just slowly starts breaking down.
And then they silent. There's no music.
No.
And
no
it's music. Just
you don't hear him crying or screaming or nothing. They just silent the film and they zoom the camera out, and you just see him break down like as far as the camera zooms out and shit.
Yeah, and that was so, that was like such a cool shot, and that's what you felt for the character. You really felt, I'm like, Jesus, he technically won, but you felt so bad for him.
He won and lost at the same time in a way, mm-hmm. where he lost his family, even though he got his revenge, but he lost his more than he was expecting to lose at the same time as well.
Well, if he would not have fucked around, it never would have happened.
Yeah, and it even goes to that scene where they had that great dialogue scene where they're just looking each other in the face, and he was just like, because like Byung-hun Lee just tells him like, "Hey, you were right. You won. I underestimated you. I took you for granted. I shouldn't have done that or whatever. But now, that ain't gonna happen." Mm-hmm. I fucking love that shot scene, just them two staring face to face each other, because even like on the cover poster, like it's called "I Saw the Devil." It's pretty much saying who's the real devil here.
That's what I was gonna say. Who was the real devil?
So like I like, because it has like the dude's blade, but then it's like their faces in each one. So it's kind of like looking at an opposite coin. It's like Two-Face, like looking at an opposite coin here, or whatever. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
this killer is the Joker, and Byung-hun Lee is fucking Harvey Dent, and he twisted him to be his way now.
You were pretty much, yeah, you're pretty much right that the killer pretty much made the cop do this.
Yeah,
So he pretty much created him. So maybe it
I
is
don't.
the devil. Maybe the cop is the devil.
Yeah, I don't know how far. Oh, I don't know the cop before this, whatever. But he went to some. I don't know how far he would ever go as far as catching a criminal or anything like that. But obviously, killing his wife or whatever, and then killing his sister-in-law and the father-in-law, of putting it, or fucking him up early, so whatever. Obviously, doing all that pushed him to an extreme to where I was in shock. I mean, that ending, man, it left me. I ain't gonna lie, it left me emotional. The movie, I was just turning and spinning, not wanting to look. I was like, I never seen a film that had me turning my head away. I was like, I like that kind of shit, honestly. And then when I saw the ending, I just stood there and just watched the credits slowly roll up, and I was just like,
Were you dumbfounded?
I didn't know how to feel, honestly, when I saw that. I was just like, so I my question was, I was just like, so wow, he really didn't win anything, to be honest.
No, it's like what you said earlier, it's not a happy ending.
I was like, and then to see him break down like that, which is so great too. I mean, it's so great on actor's part, wherever, when you don't have to have any dialogue, there's no noise in the background, and you can just see the reaction of someone like fall after all the shit they've been through. I mean, he literally is. You think that kid is fucked up? I think he's fucked up too.
So, what's your review or what's your rating?
Dark review here, very very intense review here. I gotta give it a, I'm giving it the highest seat ever. I'm giving it the highest seat ever. I love endings like this. I love endings that leave me emotionally impacted or like this or whatever. I mean, it's never clear cut or whatever. I love the film. I love the villain, man. He's probably the sickest fucking villain I've ever seen, honestly. I
I
mean,
would
he really
say,
went to the extreme. The hero, or some, the anti-hero, if you want to call him that.
yeah. That's good. That's a good way to put it.
I like his motives of getting revenge, because in my mind, I would probably want to do the same thing as far as beating the living shit out of him. But at the same time, it went further than he expected. He un Like he said, he underestimated this dude. It went further than much further than it needed to be. And wow, what a fucking great movie, though.
So you guys, the highest C, is that the highest C, or was like put everything down and see this fucking movie right now?
I never see it ever out of every fucking movie I've ever reviewed, seen, or done, or whatever. This is the highest of highest seats.
Well, I'm gonna say the cop was badass, the anti-hero, we'll call him that. He was badass, and I want that fucking leather jacket. That was really cool.
I want that leather. I actually bought a leather jacket with the hoodie and everything like that. It looks nothing like that. I was hoping it would have, but it looks nothing like that. I was like, damn, this look better at night.
The killer, like you said, the killer was extremely sick. It was kind of like Kevin Spacey in Seven sick. But
Amped
this,
up 20 times.
yeah, times 20, yeah. It was very good, very well acted between those two. I love those two characters. I really want to see more of them. I'll probably watch more of the Korean films with those two in it now. Love the score. The score was amazing. The music was just
Yeah,
perfect.
that ending song was, I loved it. I couldn't get enough of that song. I was just like, because actually that added to the emotional impact of me crying too. I was just like,
Did you buy the
yeah. Started shedding a tear with it. I was just
Now,
like,
Mike, I got one question. Is this a horror movie or a thriller?
crime suspense thriller.
Okay, so, because
But you can consider it a horror too, if anything.
because of the gore. Okay, but that's kind of what I was like. Is this a thriller? I know it's a crime, but is it a thriller or a horror? I don't know really what to justify it as. But
Yeah,
one
I mean, they'll label it
negative.
as a horror, but I would, I mean, some of the shit the villain does in it's horrific. I don't think he's done more worse shit than I've seen in any horror movie, as
Oh,
far
you're
as that
right.
killer goes.
I do got one negative on it. It was the cannibal scene. I think it went too long, and it really didn't really add anything to the story. But like what we said earlier, the friend does tell him what's gonna happen. But I still think that scene dragged on way too much, and it was like another character that was kind of force-fed to us the no.
Yeah, that
But
scene was just to show you more how gruesome people are, and like you said, it was a little too long.
It was a really good movie. Very surprised. I've never seen a Korean movie before. It was very, like you said, I had to turn away at some scenes, the Achilles and him. I wanted to puke when he was playing with his shit. But
That shit scene really got you.
it did. I seriously almost like I paused it because I was watching on Netflix and I'm like, I really wanted to puke.
I think the Achilles one got to me more. Something about like neck, Achilles, and eyeballs. That should get to me.
Neck doesn't bother me. Eyeball. What if it's like you don't see it, but if it's like a you straight see the eyeball, I can't watch that.
I'm
But
saying more in this film, not in films. Like most films in general, they don't do it right or whatever. Or at least films we see in Korean films, they got that shit. They got their like the their. I heard someone say their violence is too over the top, and I say their violence is almost necessary because I feel like with villains, they need to have no limits to what they do. Like there should be no limits as to what they. If they're gonna be the villain, I'm supposed to hate this guy in the film, whatever. They should be the most disgusting human being I've ever fucking seen, and you want them put down like. Just exactly as I wanted this dude put down, whatever. I mean, like we discussed earlier in Kick-Ass 2, whatever. They took a rape scene out of it, whatever. Well, hey, if they wanted to make a villain fucking noticeable, whatever, I honestly think they should have left it in there because you want that from villains or whatever. I mean, you don't really necessarily want to see that happen in real life, but you know, this isn't real life. This is entertainment purposes, whatever, and movie value. So you know, you want a villain to be disgusting like that because you want the hero to succeed in putting them down. And when I saw what the villain does in this, I was just like that. That's how I picture my villains.
Okay. But I'm not gonna give it a bucket. I'm gonna give it a large. I'm not saying the movie's bad or nothing. The movie's really good. It's definitely worth seeing. But I'm not gonna put it on the pedestal like you
You should watch it with Kayla and Paul and whatever.
have.
Tell him it's a nice little romantic film that you
Oh
guys
yeah,
should
sure it is.
watch.
Oh, technically it is. The guy loves killing, so he does. It's his romance.
Then you just leave the room and lock
Wait, with
the
me inside with them?
door. Yeah, exactly. You just throw the remote and break it and shit like
Yeah.
I walked out. I hated this guy, dude. I didn't know who to like, honestly, or whatever at the point. Because at times, I agreed with Byung Hun Lee, but at the time, I was just like, okay, it's going a little too far, man. I think you should just kill him because he's. You're underestimating this guy, man. You letting him go, whatever. I think you should take him out. But at the end of the film, whatever. I felt sympathetic for him. I was just like, oh, man, I don't. It left me emotionless. Like you said, you wanted to go out and kill somebody. It just left me just sitting there looking like.
No matter what, I like the cop. I like the anti-hero. That was my dude. That was the guy I was technically, I
He
was
was
more
badass.
emotionally involved with the cop than anything. But you're right, the killer, I hated him. I wanted him to die. I waited for everything that him to die, and I was happy he died. You don't get
Yeah.
that a lot in movies, though.
What happened?
You don't get that a lot in movies. You don't want you mean like, yeah, happy ending, but you don't root for the killer to die like in this movie.
No, you don't. That's one of the reasons why I put it on such a high pedestal, because it's a rare gem of seeing something like that where, you know, the villains we have today, they're villains that are the bad guys, but they're villains that we're like that we like. We just like certain villains, whatever, because their charm or personality that they have, whatever. And as much as I do like that, at the same time, if it's gonna be like the apocalypse of the world or some shit like that, if that's what the villain wants to do or cause harm to something, I need to hate him at the same time as well. I need to can't stand his ass, whatever. And this one, there was not one moment where he had a redeeming self or me liking him. At all, I couldn't stand him from the whole guy from the beginning of the film all the way to the end. I was clapping that he got what he deserved.
And then some.
Yeah, oh, once again, I'm gonna go ahead and put it. That has to be for me. That was one of the best endings I've ever seen.
Was the most surprising endings I've ever seen.
It is the most shocking, surprisingly ending I've ever seen, though. It's definitely a must-see ending, if anything.
It is. It is.
So yeah, I gotta get out of here. So we will come back next week, and I will read some of your comments that you guys left next week, whatever. But I'm one of your hosts, the phenomenal one, MoviesPoetsPodcast.com,
ZEOPodcast.com and thefancritic.com.
and we will see you bastards next time, I think.
Later.
Yeah, later.